This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
The new 35mm restored print of The Red Shoes screening at the Astor Theatre is an opportunity for Melbourne audiences to see one of the greatest films of all time on the big screen. Directed by the legendary filmmaking partners Michael Powell and Emmerich Pressburger, The Red Shoes is rightly hailed as the greatest film about dancing ever made. We are very privileged to have Kevin Powell, one of Michael Powell's sons, as our guest to speak about his father's masterpiece. Kevin, welcome to the casting couch.
Thank you very much. It's lovely to be in Melbourne with my wife, Lorna.
Yes, it's an absolute pleasure to have you here with us. Tell us, what is the importance of The Red Shoes to cinema, and why does it still have the same power today that it did 62 years ago?
I think it's because it's a film that, first of all, has a story that has a beginning, a middle, and end.
Mm-hmm.
It has love, it has violence, it has intrigue, it has travel. It has wonderful sets, wonderful music, and it's a time capsule of the period. I mean, when one looks at The Red Shoes now, you can see London in roughly 1945, 46, 47, 48, Paris and the south of France. So mm-hmm. from that point of view, and also the fashions, the wonderful fashions that the ladies wear, oh, gorgeous.
Mm. Was it shot on location, or a lot of it was shot in studio too, wasn't it?
A lot of it was shot in the studio, but also a lot of it was shot on location in London, in Paris, and in the south of France.
Okay. It's seamless, though. When you're watching the film, you can't actually tell.
No, just smooth sort of transitions, and it's the story of editing, isn't it? That if you don't notice the editing, the editor's done the right job.
Exactly. Well, speaking about editing, Martin Scorsese is one of The Red Shoes' biggest fans, and his longtime editor, Thelma Schoonmaker, is your stepmother.
Correct.
Yes. Yeah, so how important were they in the restoration?
Well, without Martin Scorsese, discovering my father when he was over at Dartmouth College,
mm-hmm.
and sort of with his friends there, like Francis Ford Coppola and some of the other American
directors. Brian De Palma was another one who champions the film.
Yeah, those sort of people.
Mm.
I think my father would have sort of retired without really being resurrected again. But thanks to Marty, who obviously liked Powell and Pressburger films, they became great, great friends. My father ended up, after Dartmouth College, going over to the West Coast and being at Francis Ford Coppola's studio there. And somehow or other, Marty introduced my father to Thelma, and they hit it off, and I think 4 years after they met, they got married.
I had no idea that Martin Scorsese was a matchmaker as well.
Oh, very much so, yes. I mean, but they were great, great friends. You know, as you've probably seen a lot of the writings that my father and Marty had, difference of opinions over certain things, particularly I think it was the boxing gloves in Raging Bull. But they had a wonderful relationship. Lorna and I sort of obviously was able to experience that when we were in New York and going out to dinner with Marty and my stepmother and things, and it was fun.
Oh, that's lovely. Now, it's extraordinary that your father and Pressburger had to be rediscovered, because you watch these films today and you think these are so obviously brilliant, brilliant films. And The Red Shoes is a masterpiece. How was it originally received, and The Red Shoes, that is? And when did it start to be recognised as this incredible work of art?
Well, when it was first shown in 1948 to the rank organisation, apparently the executives walked out of the preview theatre and looked very glum.
Mm-hmm.
It lasted, I think, 3 weeks in the West End, and I think they thought they'd lost their shirts, to put it politely. Fortunately, some American chap picked it up, and it was shown at the Bijou Theatre in New York for about 2 years. And during this period of time, it was obviously word of mouth got around, but also Gene Kelly had seen the film, and he kept on going to the American executives of MGM and say, look, have you seen the Powell and Pressburger film? They've got a full 15 to 16 mil ballet in it.
Mm.
I want to do that in one of my films. And eventually they weakened, and we've got American in Paris.
So that was The Red Shoes was a direct influence on
direct
Gene
influence.
Kelly's career. That's extraordinary.
Yeah.
Now, speaking about The Red Shoe ballet sequence,
yeah.
It's what, about 17 minutes?
It's about 60 to 17 minutes, yeah.
16 to 17 minutes. This is just one of those transcendent moments in cinema, where the use of cinematic space and the subconscious It transcends everything that he's conventionally done on film. It's absolutely incredible. I always, when I'm watching that, get a very strong feeling that the filmmakers were big fans of the Surrealists and their dream logic, and were quite influenced by German Expressionism as well, because I see these elements in that sequence. Am I off the wall with that, or am I kind of touching on something?
No, my late father used to always say to me, all art is one.
Oh, wow.
And I think when you look at the Red Shoes, you've got the music,
mm-hmm.
you've got costume design, you've got all the elements of art, and of course what you have is the most wonderful set design or production design by Hein Heckroth.
Mm.
And it was the first time, actually, that a gentleman with a painting background as an artist was let loose to production design a film.
That was the first. Because that happens a lot now, of course.
Yeah, but it was the first time that I can recollect, and that I think my father sort of can recollect it happening.
Mm-hmm. So that it was considered radical, just that, at the
time? Yeah, I think it's very radical. And when you look at, particularly with the ballet, when you look at all the sets that she dances through, or they all dance through, there's a wonderful sort of like paintbrush effects on the background of things, and the colours. And I think that's the artist coming out in Hein's work.
Mm-hmm.
Prior to that, he'd been just the costume designer. I think it was on Black Narcissus beforehand, and that was the film, of course, that Jack Cardis, who was director of photography on Red Shoes, for Black Narcissus, he won an Oscar for cinematography, whereas with Red Shoes, Hein Heckroth got Best Production Design Oscar, and Brian Easdale got an Oscar for the music.
Mm-hmm.
And that was in 1948.
Yeah, well.
The
Oscars in the 49, the film was 48.
Well,
rightly so.
Yeah.
Was your father aware at the time, do you know, of making this film, that he was onto something incredible and the rest of the world just needed to catch up?
I think my father was always in advance of the rest of the world.
Mm.
To be quite frank, I don't think he would have thought at the time that he was going to be leading anything. It was just they wanted to make films that were different.
Mm-hmm.
I think when one looks at the Red Shoes, one must remember that England and Europe had just come out of the most horrific war. Everything was drab and black and white and that sort of thing. And I think that they were trying to sort of, A, do something different, but also perhaps give people an idea that there was hope in the future. And, you know, the travelogue from London, Paris, to the south of France, where there's wonderful colour and there's a whole bright new world out there.
Mm. Now, obviously, you're very deservedly proud of your father's work. And I'm assuming, is this why you now are happy to travel around Australia? Because you are an Australian citizen, but you don't live in Melbourne. What does compel you to still travel around to screenings of this film to promote it and talk about it?
Because I'm very proud of what he and Emmerich achieved.
Yes.
But also, I think that by me being here and talking with you, it helps publicise the film, obviously, a lot more, because people go, yes, there is still a connection that's alive and well and living in Australia.
Yes.
Obviously, my stepmother, Thelma, does the same in America. I think she's travelled to Seattle and Washington just in the last 4 weeks that I know of to present the Red Shoes. And in fact, the Red Shoes got shown at the Forum Cinema in New York for 2 weeks in 2009. And they had to bring it back this year because the demand was so much that they wanted another 2 week season. And this is the most amazing thing. Thelma presented it in New York on Friday the 20th of February.
Mm-hmm.
And that was 20 years to the day since my father died.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, you think, it was only as I rang her up, because we always do on the day that, you know, this is the day that Dad died, and have a little chat. And I said, my God, you realise what you're doing on the 20th?
Mm.
So
wow.
It's
so very poignant screening.
Mm. Yeah.
Well, look, Kevin, thank you so much for speaking with us today on The Casting Couch. It is an utterly glorious film, and I think it's wonderful that there are people like yourself and Thelma who are keeping the spirit of this film alive. The 35mm restored print of The Red Shoes is playing at the Astor Theatre until Sunday, 4th of April. If you even have the vaguest, smallest interest in cinema, you will cancel everything to go and see this film on the big screen as it should be seen. It's absolutely glorious. Kevin, thank you very much for being here.
Thank you very much for asking me to be here.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.